I kept looking at the mother's head, horizontal with an ear pressed to the table at Whole Foods. Her son fiddling with straws and stir sticks, watching her and me. She did not pop up with a, "Phew, I'm feeling woozy," or "Come on, son, let's go home." Her eyes flickered, her hands motionless. I bent way down trying to make eye contact. An employee came over and asked her, "Ma'am, are you okay?" A medic was on the way. The boy looked at me and I saw on the counter the basket of fruit marked kids. Asked if he'd had his free fruit yet and did he want an apple or orange. I had to help him peel the orange. He was that age, not quite sure, and I took my plastic dinner knife and started the peel. Pulled sections apart, then other people came and an ambulance. Low blood sugar, I heard the woman medic say. Stomach ache, the head on table woman said. And they tested her. The man who asked if she wanted juice got one for the boy, who said, "I want juice," as his mother was not responding much. She was nicely dressed in fitted jeans, a close sweater showing a good figure. The boy was in basketball clothes, nylon parka. As they wheeled her away, he picked up her phone and keys and showed her, and she made a hand signal to get by her side and walk with them. I waved goodbye twice to him, little waves, a small smile, and watched for him to make sure they took him, too, out into the night, to the hospital where family might be called. I felt glad I could eat my dinner and not be a young mother passed out, almost, with my head on the table, having taken too much or too little of something. And my gorgeous little boy would for a while be trusting entirely to the goodness of strangers. The people who had spoken with her kneeling down were back at their jobs, checking out groceries, business as usual, and the scissor-like lift under the gurney was gone, and the boy was gone, and the mother was gone, and the medical team was gone, clipboards too. Just one piece of the orange peel sat on the table in front of me, and the eye contact with this small family, him with his container of orange juice clutched tight. My neighbor was wheeled away last November like that, and my mother and father, and someday it will be another, maybe me. The surface opens up and swallows us like a tossed rock into water, and life goes on, leaving those who knew us best to miss us. "Oh, yes, did you know him, too?" She was nice, a good blank, fill in the blank, and then they, too, go about their lives, like life before and after a tsunami, a bomb, wondering, "How do you? How can you? Which way do you go on?"